Bloomberg The First Word with Ken Pruitt. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now is Riccardo Barbieri, Chief European Economist at Mizuho International in London. Got to start not in Europe, Riccardo, but in Japan, where Taro Aso, the finance minister, has really made waves this morning with his comment that the yen has moved too far too fast. It has reversed direction today. Now it is up by more than 1.25%. What is going on with that? In other words, do people really think the Japanese government's about to step in?
Slow down the fall in the yen? I don't think. But I think the finance minister probably came out with his comments because we are only 1 week away from the G20 finance ministers meeting, and he's probably anticipating significant complaints on the part of the Europeans in particular because of the depreciation of the yen since the beginning of the year. If you look at the movements against the dollar, the yen has depreciated by more than 7% year to date, but against the euro it has actually fallen more than 10%. So that's putting additional pressure on the European economy at a very difficult time.
So this is more of a political statement than an actual statement of intent. You think the yen reverses and continues its weakening?
Well, I think it will pause. It's also technically very extended. So I think we could see a bit of a consolidation here, meaning it retraces some of the recent depreciation, but I don't think this changes the trend. The trend is that, you know, the Japanese are actively trying to weaken their currency to boost economic growth, and I think they will stick to this approach. They're also in the process of replacing the leadership of the Bank of Japan to put in place a team of policymakers who are even more growth-oriented and with the goal of boosting the CPI and returning Japan to some inflation. The target being to have the headline inflation rate moving from negative to some 2% growth year on year. So that, you know, they need to put in place a lot of stimulus to achieve that.
Well, the European Central Bank isn't trying to, it will say, move the euro one way or the other. But yesterday, Mario Draghi certainly did. Finely crafted effort or just luck of the draw in what he happened to say?
I think this time around he got it right. I think the problem with what the ECB said last month was that it kind of hinted it was unhappy with the strengthening of the euro exchange rate, but it didn't phrase it in a way that would convince FX traders that it meant business. Whereas this time around, the exchange rate has appeared in their statement describing the state of the economy, where the ECB says that among the downside risks for inflation over the coming years, a strengthening of the exchange rate obviously would change the outlook. And the implicit suggestion there is that in that case, the ECB might respond with its policy, which means potentially rate cuts. And having said that, I think they've made a statement that you know, market participants take more seriously, and because of that, the euro sold off a couple of figures yesterday.
Well, the French president and his aides have been quite vocal in saying that the eurozone needs a currency policy to make sure that the euro moves in the right direction. Any chance that's going to happen, or any chance that the G7, as you say, meeting soon, are going to even discuss something like that?
I think the likelihood that anytime soon the eurozone moves towards targeting the exchange rate is close to zero. However, Holland is clearly signaling greater pressure at the diplomatic level, which, you know, as I said, means first of all the forthcoming G20 summit, and then in all the other fora in which leaders of the advanced economies meet. They will be reiterating this point. Obviously, the Europeans are a bit at the receiving end of the so-called currency wars, having a floating exchange rate and a central bank that targets inflation. So the way they can try and persuade the other powers about avoiding a currency war is really at the diplomatic level. And I think ultimately it means if you want us to continue to be part of this free trade, global system, then you should abandon this policy gradually as your economies improve, because otherwise we are heading for a full-blown currency war.
Well, currency wars aside, what's the outlook from your perspective for the European economy, given the euro's move?
Well, we have a lot of headwinds here. Obviously, the exchange rate being one of them, particularly because of how sharply it has appreciated. It's only, the euro is only slightly stronger than its long-term average, but it has moved very rapidly. Obviously, that creates a further headwind. Obviously, interest rates are very low, which is good for the core countries, but the peripheral ones are still suffering from much higher bond yields. So spreads have tightened, but they're still wide. Fiscal policies are very tight, so it's clear that conditions will remain very difficult for the foreseeable future. However, in terms of the marginal change in economic conditions, I'm expecting conditions to improve over the coming months.
All right, thank you very much, Riccardo Barbieri, Chief European Economist at Mizuho International in London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013, Bloomberg LP.